Hello, developers, and welcome to the PHP Architect Community Corner, where we have conversations with members of the web development community. I'm your host, Scott Keck Warren, and today we're talking with Eric Van Johnson about PHP Tech 2026. Eric Van Johnson is one of the members behind PHP Architect, a collective of highly skilled front-end, back-end, and mobile developers driven by passion and dedication. Their unyielding commitment to excellence is evident in the exceptional services they provide. Beyond his work with PHP Architect, Eric plays a pivotal role in the organization of PHP Tech, as well as the San Diego tech community as a leading organizer of San Diego PHP, a local user group that fosters collaboration and knowledge exchange among PHP enthusiasts. His voice also reverberates in the podcasting realm with PHP Roundtable and the PHP Podcast, where he shares insights, experience, and discussions on various tech-related topics. Thank you, Eric, for finding some time to talk with us today.
Ah, thanks for having me, Scott. I'm so excited to finally meet you.
Yes, absolutely. One of the kind of the big things that's going on with PHP Architect this year is that we are going to have PHP Tech 2026 again. So can you give everybody kind of a introduction as to what that is and what they can expect out of it?
Yeah. So PHP Tech, if you're not familiar, it's been around for a very long time. We definitely can't take credit. We're just kind of the people running it currently. But PHP Architect has been running PHP Tech. I think this is the 16th or 17th. There was a little bit of a break, obviously, during COVID. And then as we took over operations of PHP Architect, we were debating whether or not we knew we wanted to bring PHP Tech back as a conference because it just meant so much to us and we think it was so important. It was just a matter of, you know, how soon we could, and we finally did. PHP Tech is a conference that focuses on the PHP programming language and kind of web development stuff in general. It's in person, which is fantastic. We do have a virtual ticket, but we really try to encourage people, if it's at all possible for them to get there in person. There's so much more that you take away from these conferences that are beyond just the talks. It's the people you meet, the interactions you have, discussions you have. So this year it's May 19th through the 21st, I think, in Chicago. That's where it's been since we've rebooted it. It was there years before as well. But 19th through the 21st. And we have three tracks this year. Like I said, PHP and web development kind of focused, some AI sprinkled in there. So basically, whatever's going on in the industry, there's somebody there who's going to give a talk. And the really cool thing about it is, ideally, and I need to encourage people who attend conferences in person, that if you have an opportunity after a talk to ask questions. Like, don't, I know, like, when I first started going, I was like, I'll ask him at lunch. I'll see him walk around and I'll ask. But the thing is if you have that question, I can guarantee you other people in that room have that question and would really appreciate hearing the answer. So lots of great engagement there. That was a long ramble. See, Scott, this is your fault. You no, said, no, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, like, I always, like, I'm a big fan of asking questions, like, when I'm in the session as well, because it is that thing, like, if I didn't understand it, there's probably somebody else who didn't understand it. But I've also had situations where, like, oh, I'll ask them later, and then, like, they just completely disappear from the conference. Like, they, you know, like, they had something else to do, mm-hmm. you know, because the speakers are busy people, so they do just kind of disappear. Because that happens all the time. I can't remember who it was last year. I was like, I want to ask them a question, and then they were just gone. And I do have to, like, reiterate the fact that, like, it is amazing, like, being there. Like, you will meet people that, like, are core to the PHP language. Like, they're developing, like, the libraries that we use every day. They're developing the language itself. There's a release manager, or at least one release manager, right? Maybe there's three release managers speaking this year.
At least two. Not you, there's Ben, and the 8.5 release manager is speaking this year.
Eric's not speaking?
Eric Mann, is Eric Mann speaking?
I don't see him. Oh, yeah, he is.
If Eric Mann's speaking, that would be three.
Yeah, Yeah. So, yeah. So it's like lots of cool, like really intelligent people are going to be at this conference that you can chat with. So,
yeah.
So as like part of the 3-day track, like, are you doing like the traditional, like there's going to be a tutorial track, or is it mostly going to be short form question or sessions?
Great question. So what we've been doing the last couple years is the first day, the first half is the hour long, your typical talk. So I guess I should have said that. Our talks typically run an hour. I know some conferences do 15 minutes, others do 30. We like to give our speakers, you know, opportunity to really dive into their topic. So the talks are 50 minutes because there's that transition time. But on the first day, the first half is just hour-long talks. The second half is the tutorial talks. So you'll have an option to pick from three different tutorial talks. And those are typically like 3 hours. And then that's it. Just the first day, the second half, we'll have three tutorial talks. And then everything else is just an hour. A couple of years ago, we tried you know, messing around with like half hour slots as well. And I don't know, I think that's just confused everybody. So we stopped doing that one. So yeah.
Yeah. I really appreciate like the fact that all the tutorials are at the same time. Cause like, I know, like I've been to other conferences where like the tutorials will be a separate track and you end up like going, well, do I want to sit through a 3-hour presentation or 3 1-hour presentations? And it's always like a hard, like decision to do that three hour chunk essentially. So are there going to be some, like, in addition to the technical talks, there's also like the hallway track, which is always a thing that I come for. Like, so are you guys going to provide some opportunities for us to socialize this year? Are there going to be like a game night or anything like that?
Yeah, 100%. There'll be a game night for sure. That's another aspect of the in-person experience. I can't guarantee, but the last couple of years we've had a little karaoke kicking off. And you would be floored to learn who in our community actually has some pipes on them. Like they can sing well. I remember I was surprised the first year. I'm like, huh? What? Scott, I believe I saw you up there once or twice, right? No. Oh, well, I did have a lot to drink.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's the hallway track, which if you're not familiar with the hallway track, that's literally just like a group of people sitting around after lunch or something, talking about something. And then we also, depending on space and availability, this year's going to be a little different, and we can get into that in a little bit. But we definitely we try to carve out an area where we hold a unofficial, official UnCon. So, and what that is anybody at the conference, because a lot of times you have people who are used to, you know, having talks or doing talks or talking at user groups, anybody at the conference can offer to do a talk at the UnCon. And, you know, we get a dry erase board and we write them out. And those topics range wildly. Like those are not necessarily even web focused. It's not even necessarily coding focused. It's just whatever's interesting to somebody, they'll do a talk on it. And if other people are interested in it, they'll come and check it out. So that's good. You talked about, well, like with the hallway track too. So this is one of the things that happened to me that I didn't catch initially. And then I thought about the impact much later. But you find yourself sitting around at lunch tables with people you don't know who are talking about like things that they're working on, issues that they're addressing, problems that they're having, right? And solutions that they've implemented. And it's so funny because I remember one year I was listening to this person go on and on about a particular problem they had with their environment. I think they're trying to run PHP on a Windows machine or something. And this was a long time ago when that was not easy. And
it's still not.
I think somebody had mentioned that you could get a support ticket through Zen at the time, and you know they could help you with that. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, well, that's never going to be my problem. I'm always using Linux, and you know, PHP isn't an issue. You just spin up a server. And then I found myself in a position years later, like I found myself in a position where I needed to run a PHP on a Windows machine. And it was so weird because I sat there and immediately it just snapped in my head. And this, again, I'm not young. This was before Google was really that good. And I just remember, like, immediately I'm like, oh, that's right. That guy talked about that at that conference. And he said there was a company. It was a company. What was it? Oh, Zen. Yeah, that's right. And I looked up Zen and got in touch with them. And it's just like I had a solution to a problem that I didn't even realize I was going to have yet. And it's just like those sort of interactions are just so vital. I mean, it's just, and it just feels good. Like, it just feels good to be around other developers, having conversations about the stuff we do for a living. I don't know. I enjoy it. I mean, it's like, obviously it's my life, so I really enjoy it, but I always feel recharged, because, like, especially hosting the conference, it's there's a lot of, like, for me personally, like, nerves. Like, you know, I feel mentally, I feel like I'm exhausted before the conference even starts. And I start questioning, like, the days leading up, I start questioning, like, why are we doing this? We really shouldn't be doing this anymore. Why are we doing this? And then usually about halfway through the first day, I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. I love whoever did this was like, what's a good person.
Yeah. And I think, like, the thing I always find, even not even just talking, like, with, like, random people in the hallway, but, like, sometimes I'll go to a session and I'll, like, get, like, you know, there'll be one session where I was like, well, this thing paid for the whole conference, right? Like, where it's just right. Like there's some, like, task or something that I'm having a problem with, and somebody has a solution there, and it's like, oh yeah, this is exactly, like, what is my problem and exactly how I can fix it. I think there's, like, maybe been one conference where I've gone and I haven't had that moment, because it's usually, there's usually at least, like, one of those, like, and maybe like multiple. Like, I've had, like, literally, like, conferences have changed how I've developed my code because of, like, the stuff I've learned, right? Like, value objects, I learned that at Tech a couple years ago, and that has just, like, completely changed my life, right? Like, and then, like, atomic commits, same thing, like, completely changed my life, like, just completely. And we'll be back after this word from our sponsors. Building PHP applications is your passion. Managing cloud infrastructure shouldn't be your headache. Displace is your partner in cloud infrastructure orchestration, giving solo developers and small teams the tools and automation to deploy enterprise-grade Kubernetes clusters without enterprise-grade complexity or cost. Their CLI tool streamlines everything from local development to fully managed cloud deployments on AWS, Azure, GCP, and more. Skip the steep learning curve of Docker, Kubernetes, and Terraform. Let our automation free you to focus on your core business without losing control over your infrastructure. Get started at displace.tech and discover how the right tools can eliminate the need for a full DevOps team. And we're back with Eric Van Johnson. So one of the things that you all are doing that's different this year is you're having the JS Tech 2026 conference at the same time. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, well, we can blame John for that. I mean, we can thank John for that. It was something we've kind of, like, kicked around for a while, because JavaScript is such a force, even if you're a PHP developer, right? If you're on the web, you're doing something with JavaScript and some version of JavaScript. And so, you know, we've toyed around with the idea of having, like, a JavaScript, you know, track maybe, but John got the idea. It's like, hey, why don't we just have a co-event of a conference focused for JavaScript? And I think he was brilliant in this approach, because what he made evident to me is, yeah, we don't really necessarily want or need PHP developers talking about JavaScript. Let's create a JavaScript conference and get JavaScript people there. And the really kind of awesome thing about this is it doesn't matter which ticket you buy. If you buy your ticket to PHP Tech or JS Tech, they're both held at the same time, same location, being run by the same people. And you're allowed to go to any talk at either of the conferences, right? Either of the events. And I was really nervous about it, because I'm like, okay, well, I mean, PHP Architect, I'm sure we barely have, I mean, name recognition in the PHP community. I'm sure we have no name recognition in the JavaScript community, but yeah, we got a good turnout in some really interesting talks, like really good talks. I'm not sure if we have the speakers published yet on JS Tech. They are selected, and we are working on the schedule, so we'll probably get that posted. I think we actually do have them. I think we have the speakers posted now, right?
You JS do, Tech. Yeah. I was actually looking at some of them because I'm going to see if I can interview a couple of them.
Yeah.
There's some really interesting stuff in there.
And actually, one of the speakers, Philip, who's going to be talking, is the one who kind of initiated this idea with John. I think he was just kind of being cheeky when he said it. But yeah, John was like, yeah, no, that's actually a great approach. So kind of excited. We'll see where it goes. Ideally, we'll keep doing it. If we continue to have interest, but yeah, we'll see. It's always fun because like John and I have different ways of thinking about conferences. Like we've had ideas of other things to do that we haven't, risked implementing yet. Again, the three tracks in this year, if you think about it, technically four tracks with JS Tech being another track. One of the problems, ideally, hopefully it'll be a problem. If it's a problem, it's a good problem to have. Is you'll go to these conferences and there'll be multiple talks at the same time. And you're like, oh, God, I mean, which one do I want to go to? I really want to see this one, but I really need to see this one. And we do have PHP Tech TV to kind of cover you a little bit on that, right? So if you get a ticket, even if you don't buy a virtual ticket, if you get a ticket for the in-person event, you get access to that conference. Well, actually, you get access to that conference and all the previous conferences on PHP Tech TV. It takes us about a month or so to edit and upload all the streams. So it does stream live for those who are catching the virtual. And then when we get home, we clean it up, we fix the audio, we cut it up a little bit, and then we host it on PHP Tech TV for a while. So yeah, don't be shy about which talk you go to, and just know you have the other talk you can watch, make a note of it and come home and watch it on PHP Tech TV.
Yeah, I always find that whenever I talk, both of the other talks are something that I want to go see. It's like without fail, I'm like, oh, I'd rather much rather go to the other sessions than the thing that I'm about to go talk about. Just constantly. It's shocking.
We do that to you intentionally, Scott. We're like, how can we mess with Scott this year?
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, yeah. Scott really would like to go talk to this person. Yeah, let's do that. So I think the other thing that I really like about tech and JS Tech now is that the venue is just an amazing space. I can't speak more about it, but it has a really nice atmosphere. It's clean, first of all, which is always a benefit. But then they have a really nice place for just everybody to hang out. So if you are thinking about going and you're are on the fence, you definitely should book a hotel room if at all possible, because that just adds a nice, first of all, you can rest during the day, which is always helpful, but you can then stay there the whole day and just hang out with people and chit chat. Cause I know most of the speakers do that. We're just out the whole time. So,
yeah. And I think you nailed it. I didn't realize how unique that is, but, we host the entire conference in the venue, which is the hotel you can book and stay in. And it has a big, atrium area, is that what you call it? The big opening. So you kind of, everybody looks over the balcony to see who's sitting down at the tables to come down. But, and to your point, I know I'm somebody who can get overloaded. I have, some social anxiety. I've been told I don't have a very approachable face. So people tend to avoid me. But I do try to be nice and I try to be engaging, but it drains me. It physically drains me. So it is nice to maybe at lunchtime slip away for a little bit and just take your shoes off and, lay down. Obviously you have, your restrooms in your room. And so it's just a nicer place. Whereas when you go to some of these conferences where maybe they have a conference hotel, but that's not where the conference is. The conference is somewhere else, and you get there and you find yourself like, oh, I can't breathe. I need to get away a little bit. And it's just like, now you have to walk all the way back to the hotel. So it is nice from that perspective. And then if you've never been to Chicago, and this was a mistake I made the first couple of techs I went to, I never left the venue. And I just stayed in my hotel room. And then and then when we started doing tech, my wife would attend. And of course, I'm like, okay, I don't want to sit around the hotel. Like, you know, let's go do like touristy things. And we started going to Chicago in downtown. And man, that's a fun place, man. I went to a Cubs game, went to a White Sox game, did the whole bean thing. I don't know if you've done it, Scott, but if you only do one thing there, if you decide you're going to do one thing touristy, do the architectural boat tour. You will not regret it. That was the most fun thing I did there. And I keep saying every year, I think I'm going to do that again. And then I'm like, no, let me try to do something else. They have Lincoln Park, which is kind of like, you know, the Central Park of Chicago, where they have a free zoo. We went there once. It's like we're walking around Lincoln Park, and like there's a zoo there. You can just walk around the zoo. There's no charge. There's no. It was very cool. So there's so much to do in Chicago. Chicago is a great place. I really enjoy it. And of course, obviously now you have Ubers. You can take downtown and Lyfts, but you can also go back to the airport. The venue that the conference is at is really close to the airport, O'Hara. You can go back to the airport and take the L train and go all over the place. I mean, just riding the L train, the famous L train, is you know, just an experience in itself. And yeah, it's so much fun. I'm so happy the wife started coming with me and, you know, started forcing me to go do some tourist things, because it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy being there in Chicago.
And my favorite. So like, we live close to Chicago, so like, it's not out. Like we've done like week long weekends in Chicago, because like we can drive there. And so it's like the Shedd Aquarium is amazing. The Museum of Science Industry is amazing. The Field Museum.
Oh, is that the second thing you said? The Museum of Science, is that the one with like the tornado inside of it?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a couple of years. I do know that they have a U-boat. The coolest thing about that one is like they have a U-boat from World War II, and you can go inside of it and like check it off.
Yeah. So I think it's the same thing we're talking about. Like they have a full train inside of it. Beck and I did that last year as well. I'd gone there because Laricon was actually hosted there once, and I told my wife, I'm like, hey, you gotta, you know, we are museum people anyways. Like I was born and raised in DC, right, in and around DC. So I always had like the Smithsonian's, and the museums have always been like a big thing for me. We've always taken the kids there. So for us to kind of go to a museum is like not this like, oh, well, why would you go to a museum? It's like museums are cool. And this one especially had to have been one of the most interactive museums I've ever been to. Like, especially if you have children, go to this museum. I don't know if it's the Science Museum, or again, it's in Lincoln Park. It's a little south of the city, I think. But yeah, so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So unfortunately, I do have to draw this like to a close. So is there anything that you want to direct our listeners to before I let you go for the day?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, I would be if I didn't mention it, I would get flocked by the team. If you're not a subscriber to PHP Architect Magazine, which is a print magazine, you can get it in print or digital format. If you're not subscribed and you do PHP either as a hobby or professionally, please do. You help support some great developers. We pay all of our contributors. So this is not the moneymaker for us. It's kind of a break even for us. We just kind of put back in the community, what we get in subscriptions, and then, you know, we have a consulting group as well. So if you ever need consulting work, reach out to John or I at PHP Arch. And of course, the conferences, phptech.io and jstech, that's T-E-K.io. Go to both of those, check them out, and hope to see you there, I guess. That'd be great. Oh, you need to check out phptech.tv as well, so that you can kind of see what that experience looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you again for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Scott. It's been so much fun. Thanks.
I have to say another heartfelt thank you to Eric for all of his time as well as for yours for listening. If you're not a new subscriber, make sure you subscribe with whatever your preferred method is and maybe leave us a review while you're at it so that other people can find us. This video, this podcast is available both in an audio version on the PHP Architect website as well as a video version on our YouTube channel. This is Scott Keck Warren for the PHP Architect Community Corner signing off. And to remind you, keep listening, keep coding, and keep reading.